Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. Ex-psychic sounds alarm after live tarot card reading about Trump. Biden on Fox News. You've opened demonic doors. Yeah, that's not batshit crazy at all. Okay, apparently there was some thing going on Fox News. I mean, you know how these morning shows go. They do a lot of, you know, stuff, just fun stuff, help you kick off your morning. Fox News, though, very conservative, backed by conservative Christians. They are not a left-wing progressive news source. They just opened a demonic door, says this person. Let's read a bit. This is going to be from FaithWire, which is a subsidiary of CBN. People are being exposed to divination. Let me just stop there. You say that in some kind of passive voice. People are being exposed. So these people aren't doing anything actively. They're just living their lives and boom, like some streaker opening up their coat, they've been exposed to divination. You know, that's an interesting way to start because what happened on Fox News is they got a tarot card reader and they had a little bit of fun and they did something that you call divination. But I guess the television audience, is that who you're talking about? Who exactly got exposed in a passive way to divination? And so does that mean that demons have now been set loose on the entire Fox News viewership? Maybe we can make more sense out of this. People are being exposed to divination, Niza told CBN Digital. Many people are not aware and may think it's entertainment. And I was really disappointed to see a news program pushing this out there and even making light of it, making it seem like it's just entertainment and a joke. Yeah, how dare those fundy Christians do a thing like that? She continued, that's not what it is. And it doesn't matter if you think it's entertainment or not. The outcome is going to be the same. The outcome... What is the outcome? She actually says something sane later on. Continuing, and that outcome, according to Niza, it's N-I-Z-Z-A, so I'm not trying to mispronounce her name, that's the best I could do, is one that can breed spiritual danger. Okay. Thanks for being so specific. The outcome that she's worried about that's going to happen to people because they were exposed to divination is that somehow vaguely something can breed spiritual danger. What the hell is spiritual? What danger are you talking about? You have said nothing. You have said zero things so far. Let's see if it gets better. Roberts used tarot cards during her appearance, offering predictions about former President Donald Trump's future prospects. She also addressed current President Joe Biden, as well as Waters himself. Niza said tarot cards initially served as a regular card game, but over time, occultists, you know, occultists, those people, began to use them to try and channel spirits. here's the most sane thing she says in this entire article. And I applaud her for this. That card is a piece of cardboard with a painting on it that has no knowledge about you, has no wisdom in your life, has no power to do anything, she said. She could have stopped there. Oh, Nisa, why didn't you stop there? That was such a good thing. So it's just a piece of paper with a painting. We have nothing to worry about, right? Oh, but she doesn't stop there. But the demonic forces that you are now inviting, because you're practicing divination, you're seeking those cards for esoteric knowledge. Let's break that down. Demonic forces that you're inviting. I've never done tarot cards. I've never had a reading. But if I were to go and have a tarot card reading, I would not be inviting demonic forces for anything. You're the one associating demonic forces with tarot cards. Can you prove that there are any demonic forces associated with tarot cards? No, you cannot. But why do you jump straight to demonic forces? What's going on here? In this realm of demons that you believe in, and angels, might there be more than just two choices? Because in your fantasy, I understand, there are angels and there are demons. There are good guys and there are bad guys. But might it be possible that in some supernatural realm where angels and demons exist, there might be other possibilities, many, many other possibilities that you're overlooking? I think most people who do this sort of thing, if they go into it thinking that there's some spirit that they're communicating with at all, are probably thinking of dead humans that they know. You know, passing on knowledge. They're not trying to get esoteric knowledge from demons, but you just have this limited set of options. And you jump straight to, if someone's playing around with tarot cards, they're inviting demons. That is simply not true. It says, because you're practicing divination. Now, what does she mean by divination? Yeah, I had to look this up. So let's see if I can blow this up a bit. The practice of seeking knowledge of the future or the unknown by supernatural means. Okay. The future. What's wrong with trying to read the future? You know, some magician actually managed to conjure up a crystal ball that we could look through and see the future, I suspect that would be supernatural. Why would it be wrong? Why is it that in her world, everything that's supernatural is either angels or demons? You just assume that anything supernatural that happens that's not God is therefore wrong. I think that's what's going on in her mind. But you see, if it was wrong, why did God leave all of this supernatural stuff around for us to stumble over in the first place? If God is the only supernatural power that we should be interested in, he should have crushed all of the other supernatural beings out there, all the other supernatural resources for power. Even if he didn't crush them, he could have stopped us from accessing them. Why didn't he do that? So this doesn't actually make a lot of sense. So she goes on and kind of adds to divination. You're practicing divination. You're seeking those cards for esoteric knowledge. I had to look up esoteric here. Wasn't sure how she was using it. Let me see. Intended for or likely to be understood by only a small number of people with a specialized knowledge or interest. Okay. Yeah. I get it. I'm looking at some of the synonyms here. Okay. So it sounds like what she's saying is forbidden knowledge. And those are the words that I would use. I'm just trying to help her out a little bit. I think that's what she's getting at. So the thing that you're doing wrong is you're trying to, it's two things. You're trying to get from forbidden knowledge, knowledge that God doesn't want you to have, from sources outside of God's power. That seems to be the problem. Correct me if I'm wrong, skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your discuss account, discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Feel free to correct me. You can drop your correction anywhere on the 4S boards. I will see it. Okay, so this esoteric knowledge, this forbidden knowledge, I just wanted to kind of hang there for a moment. Why is there knowledge that we're forbidden to have? Have you thought about that even for a moment? God is big on forbidden knowledge. You remember the two trees in the garden. There's the tree of life, ho-hum. No one gives a damn about the tree of life. It's the tree of knowledge that we care about, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because that's the thing that brought humanity down, is seeking knowledge from a supernatural source. The tree of knowledge of good and evil was a supernatural source. God put it there. He put it right there. So he put it there and said, yeah, there's knowledge here, but you can't know it. But just to make sure that you're tempted, I'm going to make this tree very attractive and put it, you know, right where you can see it every day. That's God. Look, we're not doing the creation story today. I'm just saying, God, big on this forbidden knowledge. I mean, that's how our story begins, right? Seeking forbidden knowledge by supernatural means, you know, because she talked to a snake who encouraged her to eat a magic fruit. It sounds very supernatural. Divination. Right, but have you asked yourself, why is any knowledge forbidden? I'm still hanging onto that for a moment. Christians, have you ever asked yourself why the tree of knowledge was forbidden? Well, you see, it's knowledge of good and evil. Okay, but tell me, why is the knowledge of good and evil forbidden? Why would it have ever been forbidden? Well, okay, but they were innocent. Adam and Eve were innocent and, you know, they didn't have sin. And so there was no need for them to know the difference between knowledge of good and evil because they were innocent. Yet, wait a minute. But God also put an evil being who was also extremely cunning in the garden with them. So God exposed them to evil by making the serpent and putting him in the garden with them. And so it seems like they could have greatly benefited from the knowledge of good and evil. So I ask you again, have you asked yourself, why would that knowledge have ever been forbidden? God had it. There's nothing inherently wrong with knowing the difference between good and evil. We know it now. There's nothing inherently wrong with knowing the difference between good and evil. Adam and Eve needed it because they were around an evil being that, you know, with his help brought down creation. So why would it have ever been wrong? Can you think of any knowledge today that would be wrong for us to have? Well, let's say that we could talk to dead people. Let's just say it's technology. Let's not even include supernatural means for now. you know, we've got the brain of Einstein and, you know, probably any number of people. I assume we do. So let's say that we figured it out. We figured out how to communicate with dead people. There are some dead people that could help us out right now. Wouldn't you want to talk to them? Nothing supernatural going on. Maybe they know things. I mean, if they're alive to know things, then they're not really dead people. So, but you know, look, forget about that. Just assume that you could do it by means of technology and not magic. Wouldn't you want to? Isn't there any dead person that you'd like some esoteric knowledge from? Why would that be wrong? I mean, wouldn't it be useful for someone who lived a bad life to tell you, please don't go down this road? Let me tell you about my experience after I died. Now, Jesus, of course, dismisses that in telling something that is very much like a parable. And Jesus says, or God says, somebody says, after the rich man who is burning in, literally burning in a literal hell, is saying, just send someone back and warn my brothers. I got brothers. They'll listen. Just send someone. And he says, nah, they wouldn't listen. They got the prophets. You know, they got these writings, these old writings. That should be enough. That's just as good as a dead person coming back from the grave, goes the logic, which is ridiculous. Even you Christians must admit that that's ridiculous. It seems to me the experiment hasn't been tried, because honestly, if my dead grandmother came back and dropped some knowledge on me, I'd listen. I listened to her when she was alive. I'd listen. I absolutely would. Better believe it. There are a lot of dead people who would come back that I wouldn't listen to necessarily because they were idiots when they died, and I'm not sure that they're telling the truth after the fact. I would listen to my grandmother. There are a handful that I could think of that I would definitely listen to and count their esoteric knowledge as useful. Why would that be wrong? It's never been tried. What we have is a story that says it's been tried, and that story was likely a parable. We have stories about Jesus rising from the dead. These are stories. What did Jesus tell us about hell? Because he supposedly spent 3 days there. What did he tell us about that? Did he give us any esoteric knowledge? No, the experiment hasn't been run. Jesus says, nah, even if someone comes back from the dead, well, let me stop you right there, brother. Let's try that. How about you send a few people back from the dead with some esoteric knowledge and let's see. Why should we just take your word for it that it wouldn't help? I feel like that's a little bit ad hominem. You people are so stupid that you wouldn't even listen to someone who came back from the dead and spoke to you. Now you say that. But you also refuse to send someone back from the dead to speak to us. So, okay. Let's go a little bit further. I'm having fun. Niza continued, so you have entered into divination. You've opened demonic doors. There it is. There it is. That's not crazy at all. You just opened some demonic doors. And apparently these demonic doors, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Paint your fingernails black. You've opened demonic doors. Listen to Def Leppard backwards. You've opened demonic doors. Did you happen to walk in while a group of people were playing with a Ouija board? They opened demonic doors and bam, it happened to you. Divination just happened to you. They're everywhere. All those people who were watching Fox News. Demonic doors just opened up. What does that even mean? Okay, so you've entered into divination. You've opened demonic doors, and it's the demonic entities that are providing the information through interpretations and the little books that come with the tarot cards. Okay. Now, earlier she said, look, it's just cardboard and paint. But she actually does believe in divination. And why wouldn't she? She's a Christian. The Bible is full of it, as well as warnings against it. Can't do it. And so if the biblical authors, inspired by the Holy Spirit, if Bob said it was real, then it must be real. Why would you make laws against things that aren't real? So this magic was in the Old Testament and the New Testament. The flood didn't take out divination powers. So, sure. Hey, Christians, do you believe in divination? Do you believe it's real? Do you? Former Christians, did you believe that things like divination was actually real before you left Christianity? I want to know. I wonder if, for the record, I didn't. So there's my answer. But she believes that this stuff is real, that it's actually happening. And the way it's happening for her is that you're receiving the information. She believes that tarot card readers, they're actually getting information. They're getting it through demons. It's demons, demonic entities. They're providing information. Christians, is this right? Is this real Christianity, or is this out there? I want to know. Oh, let's see. Let me just skip it a little bit. When you enter into divination, you are bound to get the consequences that come with it, she said. And of course, I didn't know at the time. I thought I was helping people. But I entered into the demonic realm, and I had anxiety. When you enter into divination, you are... Sorry about that. I had anxiety. Let me read that again. That just threw me off. And of course, I didn't know at the time. I thought I was helping people, but I entered into the demonic realm and I had anxiety. I had destruction all around me. Okay, once again, she said some words, but she has said absolutely nothing. Now, the anxiety, I know what anxiety is, but we all have anxiety. We all have anxiety over things. I have some anxiety going on right now in my life. Is it because I entered into a demonic realm? Is that where anxiety comes from, really? I don't understand what you were suggesting. You are doing something that you think is, you don't think it's demonic. You think it is helping people, but you're pretty sure that you're tapping into some kind of magical energy that you don't understand. And so maybe you're anxious about that. I can understand that. That doesn't mean that this is a consequence of opening up a demonic door. We're anxious about a lot of things. That's just human. That's just human. I suspect that doctors have anxiety when they prescribe medicine to their patients or prescribe a course of action and the outcome is uncertain because they're not sure. You know, medicine is a practice. They're not sure. They don't know exactly what's going to happen. And maybe they wonder, you know, maybe some patient sticks with them in their mind and they wonder, man, did I tell them the right thing? That doesn't mean they open some demonic door. That's human. But then this last phrase, this last sentence, I had destruction all around me. What the hell are you talking about? What destruction all around you? I have read this article. I didn't see it. Maybe, let's see, did I miss something here? I don't know what she's talking about. There's destruction all around us anyway. Have you read the papers? We got destruction all around us that has nothing to do with opening the door to demonic realms. So I don't quite understand what you're talking about. Nisa now shares her testimony, revealing why she abandoned the occult and how dangerous she believes engaging in these activities can be, in addition to bolstering the hosting the ex-psychics save podcast. The former medium is using social
media is using
sorry my computer the former meeting medium is using social media to try to win souls over in the Christian faith. God, in his grace, set me free out of this 10 years ago. I want to stop you right there. I know it's in the middle of a sentence. How exactly did God set you free? You didn't even know that you were doing anything wrong. How did God set you free? Did you have a road to Damascus kind of a experience? Did God tap you on your shoulder and knock you off your horse? How did God set you free? Why did he set you free? Why did he reach out and set you free and not someone else? How do you know you didn't just set yourself free? You're already having anxiety about it. Maybe you decided, you know, I shouldn't do this. And so you stopped. And now you're giving God the praise for it. In what way did God set you free? 10 years ago, she says, and I am on fire for Jesus. She said, I cannot stand seeing people demonically oppressed. I cannot stand people being deceived by the devil. It's everywhere. I see it. I know it. I lived it. And I'm here to warn other people about it. Okay. Okay. Lay off the caffeine and maybe talk to somebody. That's enough. That's enough for now. Ordered some Uber Eats. I think it's, I think I just saw a note saying they're on their way. So I'm going to go and look out for that. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I'll see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.